guys, and welcome back into another Unlock Connection episode here with some more big news. Definitely, right, Natalie?
Yes, sir. It's so good to be here with you guys and with Andrew. And actually, our big news today comes from Andrew. So, Andrew, can you tell us kind of what's going on?
Well, it's some good news and bad news kind of at the same time. So I guess I'll start actually with the bad news, which is that I'm actually going to be stepping down from Unlocked here at the end of the year, which we're, of course, fast approaching here. But it does come with some good news. It's kind of bittersweet, but it comes because I'm actually wanting to spend some more time here in my own life to focus on preaching. Because as we actually say kind of here locally, I've announced my call to preach here in the last few months. And it's something that I'm really trying to focus on where God is leading me in my life at this point. I've got a lot going on, and I really want to take some time to focus on the next steps with that, possibly pursuing some Bible college, possibly pursuing some other stuff, but also having some time to just, as God gives me the opportunity, to be in the pulpit at times and preaching and trying to really dig into God's word in that way. So unfortunately, we can't invent a 36-hour day, so I'm just going to have to, it just comes down to some of that balancing time and so forth. So as I was praying about it and trying to focus on, again, moving into some new chapters in my life, one thing I felt God leading me to is to step down from Unlocked here and be moving into those new chapters. So like I said, it's bittersweet. I'm sad to be leaving, but I'm really excited about where God's leading me here. And so, like I said, it's kind of two things at once there.
Yeah, thank you for so much that you've done to kind of get this part of Unlocked really kicked off. I know everybody's really appreciated you and your voice and the way you connect with listeners.
Yeah, again, it's just it's been an awesome journey here these last, it's been, I'd have to do the math, but it's been about 3 years here, I think, now, and it's been so awesome. I'm really grateful for the opportunities that Unlocked has given me to be digging in and being able to present the devotional material and be able to connect with some of the listeners and so forth. And again, I wish all of y'all all the best. I really, really do. I'm really excited about where God has taken all of us all on this journey. And even though that means the paths are splitting, I guess the biggest thing I would say just personally is keep focusing on God. Keep digging into God's word every day through Unlocked and on your own, even just digging into God's word on your own. And that, of course, applies to the listeners, to you, Natty, and to everyone at Keys. Again, just so excited about what God has been doing through all this stuff, and I'm excited to see where God takes all of us, even as the paths diverge.
Yeah, thank you so much for those words of advice and encouragement, Andrew. We are going to miss you so much. So, guys, with Andrew stepping down, we get an opportunity to make a new friend. So we would like to introduce you to our new friend. His name is George Moss. So, George, can you share a little bit about yourself with us?
Yeah, I'm a Christian hip-hop artist here from Grand Rapids, Michigan, and I've toured for years with some of the biggest names in, like, Christian music. But the thing is, I feel like it's hard to, like, actually answer questions about me. Like, answering questions about what I do, answering questions about what I think about something, those are easier questions. But asking questions about who I am is actually kind of hard to answer. But, yeah, I am a Christian hip-hop artist. I'm a believer. I've been raised in church, but it's one of those things when you're raised in church, you don't always like know who Jesus is for yourself. So that has been a journey. And as I started to learn who God was more for myself, it's not just one moment. I feel like I'm just continuously learning who he is more and more. And even as I go out and I do ministry and get a chance to speak and share the gospel at different places, I feel like every single chapter of my journey, God reveals himself to me even more. And that's how I ended up here.
Where can we listen to some of your music?
Oh, man, you can listen to Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, pretty much anywhere you listen to music. It's all distributed there. Just George Moss. I didn't come up with any, like, cool rap name or nothing.
Can you tell us about how you would like to make an impact on our Unlocked listeners?
Well, my personal mission statement is that I came up with a long time ago, and it says, I want to influence people everywhere to live a lifestyle of love, understanding, and obedience to God's word. So when I look at this ministry and understanding the focus that's on actually opening up the Bible and reading it is so in line with what I'm about, because we can be so enamored by the music or so enamored by just, you know, preaching or just the tradition of going to church, but it's nothing like actually digging into God's word and understanding what it says so we can obey what it says to do.
So, just for fun, what is the weirdest situation you've ever been in at a concert?
When I first started out, like we found this venue that was just like a church, or this ministry that we would come to do at this venue online. We were doing this concert and we didn't realize it, but it was actually a homeless shelter. But no big deal. We perform in this big homeless shelter, and we're trying to get everybody into the songs and into the music, and I'm like jumping up and down, and there's this one lady that's just not responding at all. And I'm just like going right up to her, and I'm just like rapping like in her face as much as I can to try to like get her energized, but just like blank stare, nothing. And then at the end of the set, she pulls out her cane and she walks back to sit down because she's blind and she's deaf. And I did not know this at all. So that was probably the weirdest circumstance I found myself in.
Thank you all for being here today with us and with Andrew as we're saying goodbye to him, and with George as we're saying hello to him. I am so excited, and I know he's so excited about where we're all headed and all of this growing together. So, without further ado, Andrew, one last time for fun, you want to lead us out?
Sure. As always, I'd encourage you guys to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.
Beautiful.